In Venezuela, authorities have arrested a group of mercenaries whom they say were attempting to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Among the group, two American citizens.
El gobierno de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica está involucrado absoluta y completamente.
President Maduro is blaming the United States and Colombia, a U.S. ally. For more on what's going on, let me turn to the world's Jorge Valencia. Jorge, walk us through what we know at this point.
Venezuelan authorities say that they thwarted this attempt on Sunday, that they stopped a group of men who were attempting to arrive by speedboat to a port that is about 20 miles away from Caracas. And they say that they killed eight people, and they say that they apprehended two Americans. There's this surreal moment in Venezuelan television on Monday in which President Maduro was holding up their passports and their driver's licenses from the state of Texas, and he was saying that they had been sent by the American government.
Ellos jugando al Rambo, al héroe, no le habían visto la cara todavía.
President Maduro, being as usual very colorful in his language, said that these two men were playing Rambo and that they underestimated how heroic the people of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela are.
And just what do we know about these two men and whether or not the U.S. government is involved?
Well, we know that they are former special forces, and we also have a video by a former Green Beret. He uploaded it on Sunday. His name is Jordan Goudreau, and here's what he said.
At 1700 hours, a daring amphibious raid was launched from the border of Colombia deep into the heart of Caracas. Our men are continuing to fight right now. Commander Nieto is with me, is co-located, and Commander Sakay is on the ground now fighting.
These two commanders that Goudreau is making reference to are two former Venezuelan military. Now, we at The World have not been able to independently corroborate whether everything that Goudreau is saying is true, but the Associated Press has confirmed that he is who he says who he is and that these two men who were apprehended are former special forces. Now, nobody else wants to take responsibility for this. That's not the U.S. government, not the Colombian government, and not the Venezuelan opposition, which has very vocally said that they want Maduro to step down.
So mercenaries attempt a coup against President Nicolas Maduro, two Americans apprehended. How's this going to play out inside Venezuela, Jorge? How is it playing out?
This is very likely to work in the favor of Nicolas Maduro. And I presented this question to Cynthia Arntzen, who's with the Woodrow Wilson Center, a think tank in Washington, D.C.
My first reaction was that the whole plot was a bit harebrained. The notion that you would land somewhere in Venezuela with a couple dozen men, heavily armed or no, and take on the Venezuelan armed forces just seemed romantic in the extreme and also a little bizarre.
What's likely to happen is that Maduro will use this as part of his ongoing narrative that the United States is working to unseat him and will also allow him to distract from his own government's shortcomings. Extreme poverty, the healthcare system is basically collapsed. Millions of people have fled the country, and not to mention that now the country is facing the coronavirus pandemic. Also, if there were a violent attempt against the president, at the very least, it would result in bloodshed.
More trouble for Venezuela. The world's Jorge Valencia. Thanks for this.
Thank you, Marco.